Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Of the Boston Globe, and he joins us now. How's it going?
I'm doing well, Jake. How you doing, man?
I'm doing really good. I think this is a much necessary conversation because the Patriots are in an interesting spot, Christopher. It's not a normal spot because it feels like obviously you're off the quarterback market. I mean, Cam Ward, Shedeur Sanders have no interest. But drafting at four, are you basically sitting here waiting with like fingers crossed that either Abdul Carter or Travis Hunter fall into your lap?
Yeah, I think the more realistic expectation right now is Travis Hunter. Really, for me, the Giants are kind of the wild card team at this point because you get the feeling, you know, the bright lights of Broadway, you know, someone like Travis Hunter would fit with a team like the Giants. The team needs a little juice, a little bit of oomph. They might decide to forego the quarterback and, you know, go after Travis Hunter. But if you're New England, if you land one of those two guys, even with the question you have along the offensive line and maybe the wide receiver depth, you still feel pretty good about you know, the way the first round shook out.
Now, if let's just play it out. If there was no guy there, right? It's not Abdul Carter. It's not Travis Hunter. Is there a name in mind? Is there somebody that you like as the number four that maybe has popped up as maybe a little bit of a favorite?
The two guys you keep hearing about more and more, if both of those guys are off the board, are Will Campbell and Mason Graham. Obviously, Will Campbell, there are questions about his arm length. A lot of people up here aren't all that thrilled at the idea of Will Campbell at four. He's probably a bit of an overdraft. If you want to trade back, say you do a swap with the Raiders and you pick up a day two pick, you could probably get him maybe anywhere from like 6 to 8. The other thing is that, you know, if you do want to go after Mason Graham, how does he fit along that defensive front? Because you just signed Milton Williams to a big deal. Is he a complementary player? Or are you, you know, of the mind that, you know, you want to kind of, you know, let him sit a little bit? So I think really, if you miss out on those two guys, those are the two guys that we're hearing most about. I think some of it may, you know, still kind of play out because they're still sniffing around Stephon Diggs. And I think that if they sign Stephon Diggs, he's no Travis Hunter, but, you know, you feel a little bit better about going after a tackle if you're able to bolster that wide receiver room. So there's a lot of possibilities if you're the Patriots and both Hunter and Carter are not there.
You talk about the wide receiver room, so I have to ask, is there a push right now to get Drake May more weapons? Because it doesn't feel like maybe free agency has panned out your way. Is the draft somewhere they're looking? I don't know. First round might be a little bit of a stretch for a wide receiver, but maybe even in the second?
Yeah, that's all that they're talking about up here, really. And, you know, it's funny. I talk to football guys about, you know, guys who coach, guys who play in the league, and I kind of try and approach it very soberly and say, well, you know, they need to build from the inside out. They need to follow the Philadelphia model, and they need to, you know, do their due diligence when it comes to going after guys like Campbell and Graham and maybe Kenneth Grant. And, you know, you look at some of the other offensive tackles lineup, and almost to a man, they all say, Yeah, but did you see the film on Travis Hunter? You know, there is a clamor up here amongst a lot of folks that they need more help for Drake May. You know, and you really hit it on the head right there when you talk about the fact that it's been underwhelming, at least on the offensive side of the ball. They were able to really shore up the defense on all three levels, but they really didn't get an offensive skill position player. Mac Hollins, kid out of Buffalo, I think is a nice addition, but he doesn't really have that level of oomph. He's not the kind of guy that other defensive coordinators have to worry about or game plan for. So there is a clamor to add on the offensive side of the ball through the draft. And, you know, again, that could be, you know, Travis Hunter in a part-time role. You could add a tackle, although, again, he's not a skill position guy. But, you know, maybe it's a second-round guy. Maybe it's, you trade back in the top 10 and you take Tet McMillan. So all sorts of options for New England there when it comes to the offensive side of the ball. But, yeah, that's going to be the focus for them in this draft.
Would there be any consideration from New England to potentially trade up to ensure that you get a Travis Hunter? Or is it, again, just sort of, if he falls to us, he falls to us, and if not, we'll sort of go from there?
You never say never, but I would be shocked if the Patriots decided to trade up into the top three. As you mentioned, I know you mentioned earlier, it's, you know, there's no need for a quarterback, so you kind of cross Shedeur Sanders and Cam Ward off the board. Carter is a guy who is, you know, Carter and Hunter are the two guys who you kind of tear up the need sheet and say, okay, let's go after them because they're special players. But I don't think there's necessarily any inclination for this current team to trade up. I think they might be inclined to trade down. Or the other option is you trade up out of 38 into the lower stages of the first round and get in on that, what I'm sure is going to be a run on tackles there. So if you take a wide receiver at four, let's say if you take, you know, you trade back, let's say to six, and you take Tet McMillan, then you can trade up from 38 to the later stages of the first round and maybe go get someone like a Josh Connolly or Simmons. Or, you know, you have options, but I would be shocked, ultimately, to answer your question, if they decided to trade up from four.
Christopher Price of the Boston Globe with us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. I'll toss it out to you, Christopher. Is it just Travis Hunter is the fan favorite? Is there another name that creates that same sort of buzz? Or really, is it, like, we've talked a couple of names here. Is Travis the leader out of it, I guess, is the overall question.
Yeah, he is. Because he's not only a guy, I mean, I'll say this, and I've said this to a few people, but I'll say this, Jake. Travis Hunter is the only guy who's available this year in either free agency or the draft where you look at him and you can say, all right, well, if we miss on him, we can go get another player just like him. He's completely different. He's unique. The Shohei Ohtani fan in me, you know, loves the idea of Travis Hunter in New England. Now, is he a cornerback or is he a wide receiver? I thought it was interesting that the Patriots decided to go out and acquire a really talented cornerback in Carlton Davis to pair him with Christian Gonzalez. So do you have him on the field? Do you have Travis Hunter on the field for, you know, all those defensive snaps as a slot corner? Or do you move Carlton Davis inside? Or do you flip it and just make him a pure offensive player? So I think when you're looking for just excitement, juice, you know, because that's some of what this franchise needs. You know, they haven't been relevant for the last couple of years. And Travis Hunter there, 17 games, gives him a little flash, gives him a little excitement. You know, he's going to sell some jerseys. You know, you can put him on the cover of the game day program, and, you know, you're going to move some product. So that's the name for a lot of people when they look at this draft that's kind of jumping off the page at them.
I got a pseudo-related draft question for you. What in the hell is happening with Joe Milton? Hey, what is the asking price? Are teams interested? I'm very curious.
Yeah, there's a lot of conversation out there. They're not aggressively shopping him, but they are having conversations with some other teams about the possibility of a day two pick for him, which would represent fantastic value for a guy you got in the sixth round last year and a guy who is, you know, if he ends up hanging around here, is probably going to be the number three quarterback again. So, look, he's a personal favorite of mine. I love the Joe Milton experience. I love everything about watching Joe Milton. Every single story, I did a story on him this past summer for the Boston Globe, really a deep dive. And in almost every single conversation I had with people about Joe Milton was, you know, you're not going to believe this, but I once saw Joe do fill in the blank. So he's a dynamite physical specimen. He really is. And I think watching him in training camp last year and then watching him compete against, you know, third and fourth stringer from Buffalo at the end of the season last year in that regular season game, he's come a long way. He really has. He had problems with his accuracy, real problems with his accuracy when he stepped on the field for the first time, in the spring and the summer camps. You know, by that last regular season game, and again, he was going against third and fourth stringers, so you take it all with a grain of salt, but he's certainly shown a level of progression that, raised some eyebrows around the league. So ultimately, again, to answer your question, there's some conversations out there for a day two pick. I don't know how serious they are, but there's some chatter out there about moving Joe Milton.
All right, Christopher, I'll get you out of here with this. Your number one, what exactly you think is going to happen? Who do the Patriots take it for?
I think if Travis Hunter is there, they run the card to the podium and they don't look back. If Travis Hunter is not there, I think they're either going to go with Will Campbell or Mason Graham as part of maybe a trade back to the middle to late stages of the top 10, and they'll be able to pick up another pick along the way. But they got to come out of this with a surefire wide receiver and an offensive tackle. Barring, and I know there've been a dalliance with Cam Robinson, but they need to shore up both those positions in this draft.
All right, Christopher, I appreciate you carving out the time for us. I look forward to maybe talking again sometime if some stuff changes before the draft, at least once, if not a couple more times. Again, appreciate it, man.
Love it. Sounds good, Jake. Take care. We'll talk soon.
You too. Christopher Price of the Boston Globe joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
I think that went just about the way I expected. It felt like New England is in love with Travis Hunter. That's what they need. Because, I mean, guys, come on. You shore up the defense and you have Vrabel as your head coach. Makes a ton of sense. And plus, I mean, Christopher didn't hold back, right? They need weapons for Drake May. They need them. Travis Hunter kind of fills two roles. We know that is the Shohei Ohtani of football here, but like he fills two roles, and it's a weapon as well as a very good defensive piece in one. I'm not shocked at all to hear that. I do think it's interesting. Enough trade back talk happening in Boston and just New England in general. A lot of, maybe we could just move back if the guys aren't there. Mason Graham, Tet McMillan's an option. I do like it. Will Campbell. A lot of different things that I think Vrabel probably has got his eyes wide open staring at right now. Again, good stuff out of Christopher Price. We'll probably talk to him at some point later on here, coming up towards the draft as well, especially if we can see some changes happening either in New England or with the draft experience at all. But tomorrow, talk Titans, top of the draft. Are they really bought into Cam Ward? Same time, 8:40, we'll talk to Terry McCormick, covers the Titans over there in Nashville. We'll see what he has to say. But coming to you in about 6 minutes at the top of the hour, as we always do at 9 o'clock, we'll get a grip. Hey, it's Jake Volnick with you guys on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.